Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You've ever wondered how human behavior can completely derail an investigation? The Richard Allen case might just be the perfect example. Allen's defense has accused prosecutors of withholding exculpatory evidence, including key letters that could point to other suspects. But you know, let's be real, this case has been riddled with psychological blind spots, investigative tunnel vision, and possibly deception from day one. So what is really going on here? Is this a case of deliberate manipulation, law enforcement incompetence, or something deeper, like cognitive bias influencing the entire investigation? And when people in power get locked into a belief, how does it shape everything that follows? To break this down, we got retired FBI Special Agent Robin Drake and contributor to the Hidden Killers podcast, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin, from a behavioral analysis perspective, what's more dangerous in an investigation like this? Deliberate deception or an unconscious bias leading investigators down a wrong path?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a deliberate action in those areas. But yeah, the unconscious bias, whether conscious or unconscious, it's these confirmation biases. There is no doubt. And then the external pressures are also things that are generally not included in these kinds of things. External pressures from family, external pressures from bosses, external pressures from outside organizations we might be completely unaware of. Couple that with our own confirmation biases, and it can create a nightmare. But that's why we typically have checks, balances, and transparency, which we don't have here, that keeps us from these biases. And so that's what we have going on here. And this is, you know, Tony, as all the cases we've covered, this is still the one that bugs me the most, because everything else seems to eventually, one way or the other, come around to some form of justice, whether we agree with sentencing or the degree of things or not. Justice usually sort of comes around, or we can see it coming around. This one, we got a lot of injustice going on.
There really is. Richard Allen's attorneys, the day that we're recording this, have filed a notice that they are going to appeal. That's not a surprise. The Bridge Guy video has come out in its entirety, all 48 seconds of it. Watched it. Not even going to really show it right now, because I don't really see a whole lot on there that's all that new or exciting. It's a lot of just kind of the camera moving around. The key parts you saw. Yeah, it's something to watch. And I want to zoom in on this a little bit more with our own software and stuff. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. But before there was the file, the appeal that's being filed, before the Bridge Guy video came out, there was the errors and omissions or errors doc that came out, and then the response to it by Richard Allen's attorneys, which we read in its entirety the other day, and it was extremely snarky. It sounded like something I had written for the show. I was like, I just read it verbatim. I'm like, this is good writing. It was almost comical because it is pointed out the absurdity of so many elements of this case. And one of the most absurd elements of this case is McClelland, the prosecutor, and the sheer amount of things that he just sat on and did not turn over to the defense. Even after begging and writing and recognizing that things exist and his story changing left and right, I mean, it just doesn't look good. But the Rishi Davis letters are one of the big ones. It was recognized that they exist. Then he doesn't have them. And then he found some of them, but not all of them. So only some have been turned over. But some key ones that involve Keegan Klein and the accusations there don't get turned over. That one's just missing. It's not a good look for someone who is supposedly trying to uphold the law and go after and get those who have committed this crime, because he just is not even allowing some of these pieces to be looked at, and it's not his decision to make. What do you make of this? Is this just really a guy that's not good at his job? Being a prosecutor just shouldn't be his thing. Is this someone who is just kind of still operating by, you know, small town rules? Here's how we've gotten things done in the past and it worked. Or is this deliberate deception that's going on?
Yeah, we don't know. I think all those things come into play. Everything you've said comes into play. But what he definitely has is a lack of transparency, a pattern of a lack of transparency.
Yeah.
And then we take that step back and then ask ourselves, why? What? Not the why, but more the what. What would cause someone to have a lack of transparency? And you can go element by element here and look at it. And so, and I apologize, I do want to go back to the Bridge Guy video.
Really, yeah, sure.
This lack of transparency. And here's why. So everyone was puzzled, and I was watching Napolitano, right? And he was covering it today too. And asking ourselves, why would they hold and not be transparent with such a short video clip? So let's take a look at that. So I looked at that video, and it doesn't seemingly tell us anything new, except in the areas for me that it did. All right, so I want to go back to looking at the arc of not even necessarily Richard Allen, but an arc of people who commit violent crimes against people and absolutely go to the point of committing murder. If we look at the statistics on murders and violent crimes, whether they're against children or adults, and I can't remember the exact stat, but I think it's like 95% of the time there's a connection and a knowledge of the other person to each other. There's always some sort of connection. Richard Allen, to all of our knowledge from the transparency we do have, had no known connection between those girls.
Yeah.
But two of the neighbors, well, one of the neighbor did, the other neighbor had the father. So there's a connection with two other people that were not other part of the suspect pool after a certain point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at so now we know that. Now let's look at the behavior of the girls in that short little video when they're coming across the bridge. And I've heard all kinds of conjectures going back and forth in this area with the girls' reactions to the bridge guy. Their reaction to the bridge guy, as people were reporting and other people were saying, not me, was that they seemed to be hesitant, they were nervous, they were a little unsure, but they were also complying. They also were listening to him, they weren't running. So what's that say? So place yourself the best we can in our own thought experiment with someone at that age or someone that we are in our younger selves, that we are seeing someone that we actually recognize, but maybe creep us out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling I got from the girls, is that there was a recognition because they're complying to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But it's a little creepy. Now, if there was a lack of total recognition, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not doing that. What? And you just walk away. See, but there was enough of a connection. There's enough of a knowledge between the two at least in my mind of where I'm looking at this, again, short, very few data points on this, there's enough of a recognition that they're listening, mm-hmm. and paying attention. So does that point to Alan or not?
Well, I don't know the answer. I mean, if they go out and hike this trail on a regular basis, there's probably a better chance you're going to run into Ron Logan than you're going to run into Richard Allen, considering his property is right there.
Yeah.
And he goes out there quite a bit. And again, you compare the video to known photos of Ron Logan. It looks like Ron Logan as best as we can tell. It does not match Richard Allen at all.
And then when we actually think about now, so we take that behavior that the girls had and the proximity, we talk, knowledge of family members or friends of family, or at least a connection to family. And then you ask yourself, so why would the prosecutor have a lack of transparency with that? Even though the rest of us are saying, why would you? Well, he had a reason,
mm-hmm.
because he knew it wasn't him.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.